Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 357. Visible, translated text is as follows. Door, which looked like they had bloody fingerprints. I don't know when Frank was arrested. I don't think he was arrested on Monday. He was asked to come to the station house on Monday. It takes not over 3 minutes to walk from Marietta Street at the corner of Forsyth Street across the viaduct and through Forsyth Street down to the pencil factory. Lee was composed at the factory. He never tried to get away. The door to the stairs from the office floor to third floor was barred when I first went up there. No. 11 on diagram, states Exhibit A, is the toilets. Cross-examination. I am guessing about the time. It wouldn't take over 5 minutes to get off the car, walk to the pencil factory, walk in, walk up the stairs and back into Mr. Frank's office. The heap is bent a little. I heard Boots Rogers testify at the coroner's inquest, and I testified twice. I did not correct any statement at the coroner's inquest that Boots Rogers made. I am the prosecutor in this case. I cannot give the words of the conversation of the telephone message between myself and Mr. Frank. I could be mistaken as to the very words he used. It was just a casual telephone conversation. I don't know that the splotches that I saw there were blood. The floor at the ladies' dressing room is a very dark color. I saw a cord like that in the basement, but it was cut up in pieces. I saw a good many cords like that all over the factory. I never found the purse, or the flowers, or the ribbon on the little girl's hat. This diagram, states Exhibit A, is a correct diagram of second floor and basement of Pencil Company and other places. Redirect examination. I was guarded in what I said over the phone to Mr. Frank, though it was just a conversation between two gentlemen. These pieces of wood look like what I chipped off the floor. I turned them over to Chief Lanford, referring to State's Exhibit U. Recalled for the state, I saw Mr. Rosser at the coroner's inquest. I never heard him say anything throughout the hearing,